Hello, it's John Leeming here again with The Organist Encore. A different signature tune for the programme this week, a number called Doreen, played on the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer by, who else, Doreen Chadwick, who would have been 100 years old this month. So, to start the show, Doreen stays at the Gaumont Wurlitzer, its snappy English horn conjuring up the image of an attacking mosquito in this novelty number, Mosquito Samba. She got the mosquito in the end. Doreen entertained us at the console in a career lasting 70 years, and she was also a great friend and supporter of the theatre organ movement. For 15 years, until her death in 2014, she was president of the Cinema Organ Society, and Doreen's 100th anniversary gave Damon the idea of a COS President's Show. So, here we go. After Doreen's passing, the COS presidency went to the genial John Mann, and here he is at that same Wurlitzer, now at Folly Farm in Pembrokeshire, with a favourite of Doreen's, the Elephant Tango. Thank you. John Mann there at Folly Farm with the Elephant Tango. Now, John has always been an admirer of the master of the Brighton Dome, Douglas Reeve. Douglas was another of the Cinema Organ Society's long-serving presidents, bringing with him wit and humour as well as music. Here he is at the Dome's Hill, Norman and Beard concert organ with Primero. Primero with Douglas Reeve. Following Douglas as COS president came your actual old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond. Robin introduced the Hammond organ to the UK, and here he is having a bit of multi-tracking fun in the 1950s with That Ever-Loving Rag. Thank you. No messing about with elaborate endings there. Robin Richmond with that ever-loving rag. Now, here's a signature tune of great significance. I'll see you in my dreams. Introducing Hubert Selby here at the Odeon Leeds. Hubert, along with Tony Moss, founded the Cinema Organ Society in 1952. He was its first president, and for many years he was also editor of the COS Journal, something I know a bit about. Remaining on the console of the Leeds Wurlitzer, Hubert now plays a couple of items from a Richard Rodgers medley. There's a Small Hotel and Lover from Hubert Selby at, to quote his own words, the lovely organ of the Leeds Odeon back in the 1960s. Back to Doreen Chadwick now, and another number very much associated with her, Singing in the Rain, this time at her triumphant reappearance at the Granada Tooting at the grand relaunch of that iconic Wurlitzer in 2007. Thank you. tumultuous applause there from 1,000 people rejoicing in Doreen's return to Tooting at the age of 88. What a shame that the Wurlitzer, so painstakingly rebuilt by Len Rawl and his team from the London chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society, was to have its new life cut short by another disastrous flood so soon after that amazing restoration project. Let's hear from Douglas Reeve at the Dome again with Reginald Porter Brown's novelty composition, Dance of the Three Old Maids. Mr. Brighton, Douglas Reeve, bringing the three old maids to a gentle rest after their dance, making good use of the organ's tuned motor horns there. One of Douglas's party pieces was Strauss's Thunder and Lightning Polka, and here to play it is his great admirer John Mann. Not at Brighton, but at the COS's Northern Wurlitzer when it was in the Trinity Arts Centre in Pudsey.
Thank you.
John Mann creating Thunder and Lightning in Pudsey. Earlier we heard Robin Richmond on Hammond, and as well as the fun he could have with that instrument, he was also one of the warmest and most emotional players of the theatre pipe organ. Here is Robin on the COS's South Bank Wurlitzer in an informal recording made by John Smallwood with a favourite from his organ shows, Pompton Turnpike. Robin Richmond there, a man who did so much to keep the theatre organ alive in Britain in the second half of the 20th century. Now earlier we heard COS founder and president Hubert Selby at the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer. Here he is now at the same organ after it had been moved to Thursford with a gentle number to draw the show towards its close. Dream. Dream from Hubert Selby at the lovely Thursford Wurlitzer in 1978. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this brief delve into the work of COS presidents. From me, John Deeming, it's goodbye until next time we meet. And to play us out, I hope Robert Wolf will forgive me if I let the current president, John Mann, bring the show to a close at the Bertie Fenn Compton with his very own signature tune, Sussex by the Sea.